All right, now, so let's take a look at what's happening with women in leadership. Let's resume that discussion. Let me ask you something. Do you necessarily have a preference when it comes to which gender you do business with? And now, when I say do business with, I mean business executive to business executive. Have you found that the experience tends to be more rewarding, more productive, more beneficial, one way or the other, whether, you know, when you compare working with men to working with women? And I want you to be really objective about this now. Don't let your gender bias your answer, your view of this. When you compare the type of communications, the type of interaction, the kind of results that you get, etc., have you found that you tend to feel that the overall experience is better with one gender or the other? Or do you find that it's overall about the same? You look back on it and you say, well, you know, when I was working with so-and-so, who happened to be male, I had this kind of experience. But then I worked with another business executive who was male, and I had a different type of experience. And I think back on the experience I had with so-and-so, who's a female, I had this kind of experience, but not all the female executives I've worked with brought about that same experience. So, again, just looking objectively and honestly at the situation, about the same, comparing gender to gender, or any real differences? I truly believe that we are humans, certainly, and no doubt we have strengths and weaknesses based on our humanity. It's not based primarily on our gender, whether we're male or female, because males and females have strengths and weaknesses, period. How about this? Those of you who have had male and female supervisors, if you narrowed it down, you know, as far as the number of supervisors, if you take a sample of one gender, the same sample size of the other gender. So in other words, maybe you had 10 male supervisors, 4 female supervisors. Try to look at take a cross-section of only 4 of the male supervisors compared to the four of the female supervisors. What would the experience have been like? Would it have been different depending on which gender? Did you find that really and truly it comes down to the individual personality of whoever I may be working with at any given time? All right, women in leadership. Taking a look at Pew's research and their findings, and they're letting us know what the Americans, this is an American survey with regards to American women in leadership, as viewed by Americans who participated in the survey. Many Americans are skeptical. You know, they've been saying that women are at a disadvantage, not necessarily because of lack of skill or anything like that, but at disadvantage when it comes to being given opportunities to really climb high in the corporate world, in the political world, based on their gender and the fact that the assumption that there are people who have biases against women in these leadership positions. Those of you who have female pastors, how did you conclude that you'd be comfortable with a female pastor? You know, some people are not comfortable having a female pastor. And I'm not saying that you should or should not be. Those of you who have said, yeah, I'm okay with a female pastor, what helps you be comfortable with that? Those of you who say, nah, I'm not down with having a female pastor. What would make you uncomfortable about the idea of having a female pastor? Because our focus for the purposes of this survey are business and politics, but I thought I'd just inject that question about the pastorate. So when it comes to, you know, women and opportunities, many Americans are skeptical. that women will ever be able to overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from achieving gender parity in business and political leadership. 48% say that men will continue to hold more high political offices in the future, even as more women run for office. And 46% say that men will continue to hold more top executive positions in business, even as more women move into management roles. Men are more likely than women to say the U.S. will eventually reach gender parity in top political and corporate leadership positions. And you know what I'm curious about? Men are more likely than women to say U.S. will eventually reach gender parity. Are they basing that on thoughts, feelings, conversations that men are having regarding this matter? And are they hearing more and more men express a willingness to have more women placed in these top positions? I'm not saying that's the reason. I'm not saying that these discussions are taking place and men are expressing a greater willingness to see more women in top positions. I'm asking, is that the reason that the survey found that men are more likely than women to say, hey, yeah, that parity's coming? Americans see only modest differences when asked about men's and women's abilities to run different types of companies. Still, many in the public associate some industries more with one gender than the other. So what are some types of jobs, some industries that you associate more with women than with men? What are some job types, industry types, where you would associate more men than women? More women than men. With any, when you think about secretaries or administrative assistants, do both genders tend to come to your mind, or does one gender tend to come to your mind? And if so, which gender? When you think about people working in the technology field, do you have women and men almost equally coming to your mind, or do you see one gender more than the other in the field of technology? Well, 31% of Americans say that a woman would do a better job running a major retail chain. 31%. What do they base that on? Only 6% say a man would do a better job running a major retail chain. What does better mean? They would make more money? Would they be more profitable? Would they exercise better income equality when it comes to how they pay the employees? There's a lot that goes into running any kind of company, including a chain, whether it's restaurant or, in this case, retail. So what are they saying there? What are the details? Don't have that. The public is about twice as likely to say a woman would do a better job running a major hospital than men. They say a woman, 19% say that a woman would do a better job running a hospital, major hospital. 8% say that a man would do a better job running a major hospital. Men have a relative advantage when it comes to views of running a professional sports team. 45% of the American public say a man would do a better job running a professional sports team, while 2% say a woman would do a better job running a major sports team. Interestingly enough, the public does not see either gender as having a significant advantage over the other when it comes to handling key policy issues. Still talking politics here, but specific policies now. Which ones do you think Americans view the male and female as being roughly equal in how they would run things when it comes to key policy issues? Let's look into that in just a few.